The news is read by Brian Jennings.
An air and sea search is underway off the southeast coast for a kayaker who's been missing for almost 24 hours. Jenny O'Sullivan reports.
The kayakers set out from Ceann Helvic near Dungarvan in County Waterford shortly after 11:30 yesterday morning. The alarm was raised with the Coast Guard shortly before 5:30 yesterday evening. The Marine Rescue Coordination Centre in Dublin initiated a search with support from the local lifeboat service, Bunmahan Coast Guard Unit, Ardmore Coast Guard Unit and the rescue helicopter R117. The naval vessel Ellie Eving is coordinating the search.
World leaders have called on Iran to refrain from attacking Israel amid heightened tensions in the Middle East. It follows the killings of two senior militant leaders for which Iran blames Israel. The US President Joe Biden and the leaders of Britain, France, Germany and Italy have urged Iran to avoid retaliation, warning of the consequences for regional security should an attack take place. An appeal has been issued for a public inquiry into the handling of a murder of a County Tyrone schoolgirl 30 years ago. Arlene Arkinson went missing in Bundoran in County Donegal in August 1994. Her sister Kathleen has called for a public inquiry into the handling of the case. In a statement, the Northern Ireland Minister for Justice, Naomi Long, said that having met the Arkinson's family, she fully appreciated that the past 30 years have been deeply traumatic for Arlene's family. However, she concluded there were not sufficient grounds for a public inquiry. Our Northwest correspondent, Shane O'Curreen, reports.
Arlene Arkinson was 15 years old when she went missing after a night out at a disco in Bundoran in August 1994. The teenager from Castle Derrick was last seen in a car driven by convicted murderer and rapist Robert Howard. Miss Arkinson's body has never been found, despite extensive searches. An inquest into the teenager's death found that Robert Howard was responsible on the balance of probabilities for the death of Arlene Arkinson. He was charged with her murder in 2002, but acquitted 3 years later. Robert Howard died in prison in England 9 years ago while serving a life sentence for the rape and murder of a 14-year-old girl in London. On the 30th anniversary of her sister's disappearance, Kathleen Arkinson has called for a public inquiry into the handling of Arlene's case. A plaque will be unveiled in Arlene's memory at this evening's vigil in Castle Derrick.
In the United States, Donald Trump has used an interview with the owner of X, Elon Musk, to publicise his campaign for re-election to the White House. The start of the interview was delayed because of technical problems. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
This event was more notable for Elon Musk's entry into mainstream political activism rather than anything Donald Trump said. It was delayed for 40 minutes due to technical issues Musk blamed on a massive denial of service attack on X servers. The discussion on Trump's assassination attempt, the US border, the economy, Trump's plans to abolish the US Department of Education, and crime yielded little new. The two men disagreed on the future of US energy, with Trump insisting that reopening Alaskan oil prospecting would make the US self-sufficient for 150 years and could supply all of Europe's energy needs and, as he put it, make a fortune out of them. Musk said there was a need to move away from oil, but not immediately, maybe over a 50-year-plus timeline. He said the main problem was not global warming, but air becoming unbreathable from pollution. Three times, Musk proposed a commission to cut inefficient government spending, blaming the US deficit for causing inflation. On the third occasion, Trump said Musk would make an excellent member of such a commission, given his record in industry. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be mild, cloudy and breezy at first today. Scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle will give way to brighter, drier and sunnier weather from the west this morning and early afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 21 degrees.